You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today, two of them, National Book Lovers Day. I don't know about this. Book lovers, I tell you, I have a problem with reading. I am probably the world's worst reader. I am extremely, extremely slow. So generally, by about the time I get to halfway down the page on the first page, I'm already dozing off. So that's not a good one for me. So I'll just stick with National Rice Pudding Day today, if that's okay with you. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 78 points. S&P 500 down 2.91. NASDAQ down 30 points. Points and oil down 172 a barrel. Why is oil down 172 a barrel? Well, it's the fear of COVID, not what COVID's doing, but the fear of what COVID could do. Just throw that out there for you. And I did see a image this last week, and I know there's going to be some people that are going to get all over me when they talk about COVID and what COVID could be doing. But here's the idea, here's the issue, and I hear this about young people. This is the one that staggers me, is the issue with our toddlers, our newborns, as to where their fears are, what their family's fears are. So let me just share some stats with you. Kids ages under, well, we've got the first one is under 4 years old. 14 times more likely to die from drowning than COVID. Under 4 years old, 12 and a half times more likely to die in a vehicle accident than COVID. So yes, COVID is scary for the young folks. 5 to 14-year-olds, think about this one. Okay, so we're about 10 and a half more likely to die from cancer, 10 times more likely to die from a vehicle accident. Wow, this one's scary. 5 to 14-year-olds, they're about 7 times more likely to die from suicide than from COVID. So yes, COVID is something to be thought about, considered, but in all instances, flu and pneumonia are more dangerous to the young people than COVID is. Flu and pneumonia. So think about those stats, but I digressed. I was talking about gas prices, why oil is down. Let's take a look at gasoline right now. We do this a couple times a week to share the information with you. So gas prices, I look at our team. So our brilliant underwriter in Louisiana, $2.82 a gallon average on gasoline, $2.82. $4.04, producer Josh, $4.05 a gallon. Not good, but hey, you know something? In California, $4.39 a gallon, $4.39. $3.19 is the national average, And yes, a year ago at this time, right here in the formerly Golden State, we were paying $3.19 a gallon. So we're $1.20 a gallon up in 1 year's time. A little bit painful. And now, you know, no one's going to tell you this. Have you looked at the infrastructure bill that's going through Congress right now, that's in the Senate right now? Yeah, most people probably haven't. Page 508 out of 2,700 pages. We're now looking at a mileage tax. Yeah, page 508, we're looking at the mileage tax. Unbelievable. So think about that one, 508. You know, how are they going to do that? Are they going to keep track of what more are they going to keep track of us beyond the mileage? Right? That's just an issue. So that's kind of where we're going on this this subject. Let's move right along and see what else we've got in our news stream today. Hey, we got some new numbers that came out. Every Saturday, I get a whole stream of new numbers from one of our private services, and I just scan down them to see what numbers may be showing that are of interest. So what can we find? What can we glean from the numbers that are coming out over the weekend? And I found a couple of them that I found fascinating. So let's take a look at a couple of them for you. So market capitalization, after peaking at $36.1 trillion February 19th, the total market capitalization of all U.S. equities fell $12.7 trillion to $23.4 trillion as of 3/23/20, but added back $24.3 trillion to close last week. $47.7 trillion market cap of all businesses, useless trivia, right? So that's a little bit there. Federal Reserve buying $120 billion of federal debt per month since March of 2020, resulting in our nation's central bank buying 76% of all the federal debt that has been issued during the pandemic. So money going out of one pocket into the other. Personal savings rate in the U.S. was recorded at 33.8% in April 2020. The personal savings rate in the U.S. was 9.4% in June 2021. Before the pandemic, the personal savings rate was above 10% during just 1 month since 1993. Personal savings rate is defined as savings divided by after-tax income. Another interesting one, the number of American workers in leisure and hospitality was 16.3 million. End of February 2020, dropped to 8.6 million, has now rebounded to 15.8 million people July 31st, 2021, according to the Department of Labor. Wages and salaries of all civilian workers. Now, this is an interesting way they track who is a civilian worker. Well, if you're not a federal government worker, you are a civilian worker. State and local governments, that's civilian. Increased by 3.2% on a year-over-year basis. Inflation is measured by CPI, up 5.4% over the same 12-month period. So civilian workers, your real income is dropping. Not good news on that one. One out of every seven recent graduates from college was unemployed in June 2020. Just one out of every 16 recent graduates from college, 6.2% was unemployed. June 2021. If you want a job, there is a job out there for you. This is one that is not pleasant in most households. So 43% of Americans under age 35. Are you under age 35? 43% of Americans under age 35 receive financial help from their parents or other family members when they purchase a home. So think about that. If you're thinking about buying a home, talk to mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, somebody. They might be able to help out on that one. Let's see what else. Here's another interesting one, and this is something that we talk about a lot on Ron Siegel Radio. 70% of total household debt nationwide is mortgage debt. That means 30% is from other debt. If your household has other debts, 30% of your debts are other debts. $10.44 trillion in mortgage debt out of $14.96 trillion. Do you have mortgage debt? Do you have other debts? Now, we've talked about this in the past, about how much home equity people have. If you are one of those folks that's got a lot of home equity and you've also got one of those folks that has 30% of your household debt is non-mortgage debt, that would be cars, student loans, credit cards, personal loans, whatever that might be. Have you chatted with the team about your blended household interest rate? That's a very, very fascinating number. Now, we know that a lot of people have a lot of equity now, especially if you bought a house in the last 2 years. Right? If you bought it over 2 years ago, you've really got a lot of equity if you didn't pull it all out. But think about this concept. If you've got a lot of equity and you're paying a high interest rate on 30% of your household debt, you should be giving a chat. Let's send a copy. And there's nothing that's, you know, you can blackout account numbers. We don't care about that. We just look about how do we help people. So the concept here is go in and send a copy of your mortgage statement, each of your household debt bills to rj@ronsiegelradio.com. Let us do an analysis for you. We'll send you back what your household blended interest rate is. See if it makes sense for you to take action. I don't know whether it does or doesn't. There's no way for me to know without you sending that in. But you can look at the scenario that we put together for another family. We took the names out to protect the innocent. RSRRapidPayoff.com, RSRRapidPayoff.com. Or you can text RSRRapidPayoff to 79564. Get a hold of that Rapid Payoff book or scenario. Take a look at it. See how one family went from a 23-year loan to 10 years, all debts paid off. I think it was 11 years, all debts paid off. 23-year loan that they had on their mortgage, everything including their mortgage paid off in 11 years. RSRRapidPayoff.com or RSRRapidPayoff, texting that, RSRRapidPayoff to 79564. Hey, we got a great broadcast lined up for you today. The community and economic impacts of a home sale. We've got a better outcome segment, divorce, mediation, the house, the mortgage, and the certified divorce lending professional, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Your future wealth starts now. Take action and put your money to work for you instead of working for your money. Are you sitting on $100,000 of home equity? Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com. Are you a military veteran, first responder, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, then you're a Ron Siegel VIP hero, and you may qualify for rewards up to $5,000 to $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with a Ron Siegel Radio partner. As a valued VIP hero, you receive special savings, rebates, and valuable discounts. Learn more by calling me, Ron Siegel, at 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. It's just our way of saying thank you.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's see what the markets are doing today. What do we want to see here? The Dow Jones down 66. The NASDAQ is up 22.85. The S&P 500 looks like that's down about 3.8 on the day so far. Mortgage-backed securities, let's see if I can find, I lost my screen on that. So mortgage-backed securities, 10-year treasury, that's what we're looking at, looking for. It's been a volatile morning for those today. So the 10-year treasury is up 3 basis points, 1.31. 10-year treasury, mortgage-backed securities, that one's down 11 basis points right now as I speak to you. Been a very volatile day. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit and talk to you a little bit about why all of these things are going on. So let's take a look. Labor Department JOLTS report. That's the job openings report. Tracks a monthly change in job openings was reported at 10.07 million for the month of June, higher than expectations of 9.28 million. So what's that? The last month's revised report of 9.483. So significantly missed. There's a lot more job openings than were expected. We'll continue watching that. And we've heard that one before, haven't we? We've heard them talking about the idea of what's going on with these jobs reports and why are there so many people unemployed yet there are so many jobs out there. Now we're looking at the mortgage-backed securities. That's what I started to look at. We're down 11 basis points right now. And we are moving right along on the 50-day moving average. If that holds, that'll be good. If it doesn't hold, then we've got a serious problem there. What does that mean? Well, there are levels of support in the market. And when there's not a huge amount of news-wise information, then the markets look to the technical charts. And like I say, right now we're looking at a chart that the 50-day moving average is at 101.275. The bond right now is at 101.27. So it's a little bit above that support level. As long as it stays above that support level, then it may be that we go back the other way and see what happens there. And we can go all the way up to 102. There's other levels of resistance between that. But the idea here is we want to see what that bond is going to do. Why? That has to do with whether you should be locking your loan or not locking any kind of a loan. If you're out shopping for a new home, or if you're looking at that refinance that we talked about in the last segment, that debt consolidation loan, we call it a rapid debt program. And if you missed that, or if you want me just to repeat it, even if you don't want me to repeat it, I will anyway. So that is that free report that I told you about, rsrrapidpayoff.com. RSR Rapid Payoff to 79564. Either way, you can get the presentation of what that has done for one family, taking a 23 years left on their 30-year mortgage and getting that and all household debts paid off in 11 years. So if that's of interest to you, that's what that does. And again, we're talking, why are these things happening? Why is the market moving the way it's moving? Yeah, you can get the information anywhere on what these stats are, but we're watching some of these areas and think about the concept of it's a consumer price index is coming out this week. We've got people worried about COVID, not necessarily that there's, I'm not going to say whether it's good cause or bad cause. I know every household has their own COVID story. There's a lot, and it's a topic of discussion everywhere. It's amazing how many places we go to where it is the topic of discussion. So just want to throw that out there for you. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. Let's get a better outcome segment today. Divorce mediation, the house, the mortgage, and the certified divorce lending professional. One of the biggest financial and emotional decisions to be made during a divorce is deciding what happens to the marital home. Deciding what to do with the home during divorce might not be as simple as who keeps the property and who moves out. If the divorcing couple is mediating the disposition of the marital home, the goal is to close the gap in the negotiation and ultimately come to a solution that works for both parties. This may be easier said than done when emotions, finances, and even children are involved. From a financial perspective, there are usually two options on the table. Option number one, sell the marital home, split the proceeds. Option number two, one spouse retains the property and compensates the other spouse for their share of the equity ownership. The second option can be achieved in various ways. However, the two most common, number one, the spouse retaining the marital home refinances the current mortgage, pays the vacating spouse their ownership equity from proceeds with the new mortgage. And number two, the spouse retaining the marital home may give up rights to other marital assets to compensate for the equity advantage in the marital home. While coming to a mediated agreement as to how the marital home will be divided is an important step, equally important is making sure that the spouse retaining the marital home can actually qualify for new mortgage financing once the divorce is final. When this important step is overlooked, future frustration, potential litigation, and the failure to execute settlement orders are a big risk. Including divorce mortgage planning into mediation with the help of a certified divorce lending professional can help identify possible solutions and assisting both parties to let go of counterproductive positions and emotions while taking stock of possibilities, resources, and solutions. An equity buyout pre-approval should also be required by the spouse retaining the marital home if new mortgage financing is required. A refinance due a divorce is required to remove the vacating spouse from the current mortgage or when the in-spouse needs to buy the equity ownership from the out-spouse in cash form. An equity buyout pre-approval allows the certified divorce lending professional the ability to account for all income requirements, joint and individual debt and assets needed to successfully provide mortgage financing. An equity buyout pre-approval can eliminate the fear of selling the home should mortgage financing not be obtainable by the in-spouse if ordered in the divorce settlement agreement. An equity buyout pre-approval can prevent the need to return to litigation due to the inability to fulfill the requirements of the divorce settlement agreement. An equity buyout pre-approval will provide all parties with a sense of confidence that there will be no issues obtaining mortgage financing once the divorce is final and alleviate any concerns of failure to execute. So what's the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval? Pre-qualification generally means that a mortgage professional collects some basic financing information from the borrower to estimate how much of a mortgage they can afford. A pre-approval takes it one step further by verifying the financial information you submit to get a more accurate amount. This means that an equity buyout pre-approval is a stronger sign of what the borrowing spouse can afford and adds more credibility to the lending strength of the borrower. A successful divorce settlement is the result of putting the pieces of the puzzle together in such a manner that both divorcing spouses come out of the divorce whole. Each member of the professional divorce team should bring value and perspective that benefits the overall outcome and success. Working with a certified divorce lending professional, and incorporating divorce mortgage planning into the divorce settlement may help both spouses obtain new mortgage financing post-divorce. Contact us today for a copy of the Divorcing Your Mortgage Home Owner Workbook, a guide to credit, real estate, mortgage financing through and after divorce. This workbook will help you get organized, be prepared, and understand your mortgage financing options, whether you're needing to refinance the marital home in an equity buyout situation or prepare to sell and purchase a new home post-divorce. And yes, our team, I am a certified divorce lending professional, went through all that, the training for that. And that's why we have the free tool for you. Yes, another free tool from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. It's a workbook, and the workbook converts into a whole report that our team will put together for you. Get the workbook at mydymworkbook.com, mydymworkbook.com, or you can text mydymworkbook to 79564. Yeah, that's mydymworkbook.com. DYM, divorce your mortgage. We don't like to spell all that stuff because I'm a simple man. mydymworkbook.com or mydymworkbook to 79564. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we got a real-time real estate segment, the community economic impacts of a home sale. And yes, we're going to give you some Your Credit Matters, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
What's your plan to beat inflation and protect and build your future wealth? If you're not sure, and if you would like to learn the secret of building wealth by utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you own a luxury home or planning to purchase one? If so, your home may be your largest asset, but your mortgage may also be your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team is offering amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates in the 3%, and 15-year rates in the 2s. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com or call me directly. My number is 800-306-1990, licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. ronismylender.com. Again, ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. SLT Home Digest, 79564. Let's see what we've got. The community and economic impacts of a home sale. If you're thinking of buying or selling a house, chances are you're focusing on many extraordinary ways it'll change your life. What you may not realize is that decision impacts people's lives far beyond your own. Home purchases and sales are significant drivers of economic activity. They have a major impact on your community and the entire U.S. economy via the multiple industries and professionals that take part in the process. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, releases a report each year that highlights just how much economic activity a home sale generates. And I'm going to show you a chart right now. If you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our social channels, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you're seeing a chart of the average economic impact of one home sale in the United States. And this is a interesting scenario here because we're looking at it, and it's a national number. It's not a local number for California. Income generated from real estate industries, 27.8% of total impact, $26,100. This is on existing home sales. We've got $45,600 economic impact. If it's a new home, $48,300. Think about that. To dive deeper, NAR also provides a detailed look at how that varies by state for newly built homes. Take a look at this one. So in California, newly built home delivers $196,000 in economic impact for the state, $196,000. If you're listening to us in Arizona, $104,000, Nevada, $113,000, Oregon, $132,000, Washington, $151,000, Idaho, $112,000, Texas, $90,000, Louisiana, $74,000. That's the economic impact of a newly built home. Now, we showed you, we just mentioned that, you know, about, what is it, 51% of the total impact comes from new home. You've got the balance, so about 48.5% is on existing homes. So figure about half of that on an existing home. Single home can have a massive effect on the overall economy. Ali Wolf, chief economist for Zonda, talks about this in a recent article, noting there's a significant impact at each distinct phase of the transaction. The housing market contributes to the economy in four main stages: during planning and land development, throughout the actual construction of the home, at the point of sale, and upon moving in. When you buy or sell a home, you're leaving a lasting impression on the community at large, in addition to fulfilling your own needs. That's because each stage of the process involves numerous contractors, specialists, lawyers, town and city officials, and other professionals. Every individual you work with, from your trusted real estate advisor to the architects who design new homes, they have their own team of professionals involved behind the scenes. Bottom line, home buyers and sellers are economic drivers in their community and beyond. If you're thinking of buying or selling, let's chat today to start the process. It won't just change your life. It'll make a powerful impact on the community. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. More than happy to give you any information that we have about setting a game plan for you. That's a big issue. A lot of people don't have that game plan. They don't have a feel. What are they going to do? What's their program? What's their solution? Just a thought for you again. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. So I still get this conversation all the time. And I'm gonna do this one. And just a hint to our team. So we're going to do a Your Credit Matters segment. And Your Credit Matters brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. CreditSanitizer.com. You've got a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? So I sometimes go through this quickly. I'm going to try and take this at a little bit slower pace today just because it's so important. We get so many people that call into Ron Siegel Radio and we're talking with them about how to pay the credit card properly because so many people pay their credit cards. They tell me they pay them off in full every month. And that is a great attribute. Paying off that credit card in full every month certainly minimizes your interest expense. But here is the issue. It does not help your FICO score if you pay it the wrong way. If you pay it the right way, yeah, it's going to help your FICO score every time. What is the right way? What is the wrong way? The right way to pay your credit card is to know two different big issues. You need to know what is the statement closing date for your credit card and what is the payment due date for your credit card. Two totally different items. Statement closing date, payment due date. Now, you have to always make a payment before the payment due date unless you want to pay that late payment fee. Now, the late payment fee does not necessarily mean that you're going to get reported on a credit bureau. The late payment fee, the credit bureau is basically stating 30-day late, right? So that's the issue there. So if you make the payment before the 30 days, it's probably not going to get reported. But what we want to talk about here is the statement due date, statement closing date, payment due date. And the statement closing date, let's just hypothetically say it is August 15th. Probably going to be the 15th of August every month. Generally, the payment due date, about a week before that. So let's just say August 8th, just for the case. And again, it's going to probably be right around the 8th every month. Now, let's say that you have a $1,000 credit card balance or limit, credit card limit. And I think I'm botching this up real well. So you've got a $1,000 credit card limit, and you've spent $900 on it. That is called a 90% utilization rate, and it's going to have a negative impact on your FICO score. Utilization rate accounts for 30% of your FICO score, 30%. Now, how do we deal with that? How do we make sure, how do we get the enhancement of that? Well, you go in and say that again that the statement closing date was August 15th. That means we need to go in today, take a look at what the statement balance is, and we see that it's $900. If you're in the habit of paying that off 100%, pay that $900 today. That way, hopefully, it should be posted before the statement closing date of the 15th. Now, if that posts before then and you've got a zero balance on that $1,000 limit, well, now your utilization rate is zero. We'd rather it be at 1% or so, but that's okay. Hopefully, you're still using or potentially you're still using that card for the next week. But now what we've done is we've got that reporting. The credit card bureaus basically report once a month. They generally report on or about the statement closing date, not the payment due date. So if you go and you make that payment, you're in good shape because now you've got the lowest possible utilization rate when it's reported. Now, when you've got anything below 10%, below 30% utilization, that's an enhancement to your FICO score. That's a benefit to your FICO score. So you're going to get a higher score. You want to keep that down as low as possible, ideally below that 10% level. So make that payment. Now, you're going to say, well, Ron, now I got to make two payments every month. Yes, that's true. That's how you manage your FICO score. If you understand the algorithm, which FICO does not give the algorithm out. So anybody that tells you they know exactly what the algorithm is, no, they don't. They have an idea of what the algorithm is, but they don't know exactly what the algorithm is. Now, I watch my FICO score on a service called myfico.com. No, I don't get paid by them for saying that. I actually pay them to watch my wife and my FICO scores. I learn what the algorithm is by watching it because they send me a message very, very regularly. Every time my score changes, I get a new message from them, and it tells me what's happened on the score. So what we want to do then is we're going to set up an automatic payment through your bank to arrive right before the payment due date. So in this example, we said the payment due date is the 8th of the month. So we want every 6th of the month, we want them to get, you know, maybe $50, $100, whatever you're comfortable with, but something that's always more than what your minimum is going to be on a regular basis. Remember, you already told us you're paying it off every month, right? So you have that payment set. And then you make your majority of your payment right before that statement closing date. And that's going to help you get the biggest benefit to your FICO score. And again, this is 30% of your FICO score. So you want to do that on all your credit cards. Just a thought there for you. And I'm going to tell you in the next segment why I think 4 or 5 credit cards is your best bet. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? And we've got a lot of great stuff still to come. We're going to talk a little bit. We got a featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net. And if I can get to it, we might even chat with you about a surprising shift favoring homeowners. We'll talk about that one. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Program, building personal wealth is a topic you're familiar with, and you probably understand that making money is about creating a high income from a high-paying job or running a business, while building wealth, on the other hand, is about creating a stock of value that goes up over time. You've also probably noticed lately that prices for fuel, groceries, and raw materials are skyrocketing, while your monthly income remains flat. Welcome to Inflation 101. One of the fastest growing wealth building strategies is utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, like the equity in your home. Realty Pro 100 has been helping people like you increase their net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 per year. Now's the time to put your money to work for you and beat inflation. Learn more and start building your wealth by contacting Realty Pro 100. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Receive free information on how the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program works and if it's the right wealth building strategy for you. License DRE 02059058.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by myfavoritelender.net. Myfavoritelender.net. Look at this one. 2309 Skyline Drive in Fullerton. Magnificent pool home with a panoramic view. Rarely does a single-story home on Skyline come on the market. This home has been done to perfection, from the stunning wood floors to the shiplap walls. I don't even know what shiplap walls are. This one is a one-of-a-kind gem. Marcy Thomas has a listing on this. $2,650,000. What a beautiful, it's pretty property. Let's think about this. 10% down, your monthly payment, $10,544. If you put 20% down, $9,372. And if you're strategic, and you put 25% down, you're at $7,983. That would be adding the taxes, insurance, if there's any HOA or mortgage insurance, because the numbers I just shared are principal and interest only. Let's get care of the compliance, people. That's a 3.575 APR, a 3.475 APR, and a 2.625 APR, NMLS 217037. Again, that's Marcy Thomas has the listing, 2309 Skyline Drive, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. Beautiful looking home right there. That's a nice property. That is the featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net, myfavoritelender.net. So before the break, we were chatting a little bit about, just a thought here for you. The thought being, 4 or 5 credit cards. Why would I say 4 or 5 credit cards? Think about this concept. Now, we know that credit utilization is 30% of your FICO score. History, how long you've had your credit cards, is going to be 35% of your credit score as far as how long and that you're paying them on time. So now let's think about this concept here as to what we're talking about. You have 4 or 5 credit cards, and they need to be active, and you don't want to worry about all of them. So here's the concept. Take 1 credit card, put your internet bill on that one. Take another credit card, put your cell phone bill on that one. Take a 3rd credit card. I don't know, maybe you've got another recurring bill. Could be gas, it could be electric, it could be Netflix. Any of them, put them all on their own credit card. You know what the amount is. They're relatively similar every month. Your Netflix bill, well, that one changes. I think it goes up every month or every 6 months. I don't know, something along those lines. It seems like it's always going up. But here's the issue. It's $10, $15 a month, whatever it is, $20 a month. Your cable, I use DirecTV, whatever you're using. So you've got a Netflix, a DirecTV, you've got we use Spectrum at our house, Spectrum Internet. Maybe you're using Cox Cable, Cox Internet. We have a Verizon bill. That's 4 right there. They're going to be pretty similar every month. They're going to have the same due date every month. So you set them up. They go on your credit card. And say that they go on your credit card. And let's just hypothetically say every one of them hits your credit card on the 5th of the month. Okay, well, set up for the 6th of the month a payment from your bank for whatever that amount is. So that now, that way now you've got a set it and forget it. But what does that do for you? That means that you've always got that credit card active, which is one of the issues in the 35% range. And it's always got a zero balance or a minimal balance, which is the item in the 30% range. So now the two major items that affect your FICO score, 65% of your score is now going to be dealt with on an automated basis, always active, always current, always paid off, utilization rate next to nothing. Now, I like to keep my utilization rate at a couple of dollars on cards like that. So go and buy a cup of coffee, leave that there. You're not going to have any interest because you're going to be paying before the statement closing date that whole, you know, $100, $15, $200, whatever your numbers are, you're paying them off. It's just a thought for you. It's just a way to keep those credit cards active, getting the maximum you can out of the 65% of your FICO score. Just throw that out there for you. Strategies, solutions from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. Take a look at this one. Surprising shift favors homeowners. Buyers now prefer existing homes. In April, the National Association of Home Builders posted an article, Home Buyers' Preferences Shift Towards New Construction, which reported, quote, 60% of people who are looking to buy a home in 2020 said they'd prefer new construction to an existing home, unquote. However, it seems buyers are now shifting their preferences back to existing homes. The latest consumer confidence survey reveals the percentage of Americans planning to buy a home in the next 6 months is virtually the same as it was back in March. However, the percentage of plan to buy a newly constructed home lower for that same period. The National Association of Home Builders confirms this sentiment in their latest housing trends report. The organization explains that existing homes are now the top preference among today's buyers. I've got a breakdown for you. I'm actually giving you a word's eye view of a chart that we've got available to you. Prospective buyers' preferences are changing 2020 fourth quarter through the 2020 second quarter. So fourth quarter new construction, they were looking at 42% versus the second quarter of 2021, 33%. Existing homes, it was looking in the fourth quarter of 2020, 31%, second quarter, 35%. And they're looking at either way, the second quarter 2020 was the fourth quarter 2020, 27%, 2021, 32%. And it's a whole lot easier looking at the chart that our team that Josh just put up for us right there on Ron Siegel Radio. Throw him a curveball and even hits the curveballs. So right there, it's on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed. You're seeing that chart. Why the shift? There are several reasons why buyer preference is shifting. Here are two that impact purchasers looking to move in now. The process may move faster. Builders may not be able to guarantee when the house will be complete and ready for move-in due to supply chain challenges with materials like lumber and appliances. If you buy an existing home, not only is it ready, it's also likely has a refrigerator, range, and other necessary home appliances already. There are no unexpected costs during the buying process. With the price of land, labor, and lumber being so volatile, many builders are including an escalation clause in the price negotiation to cover rising expenses. With an existing home, the final price you pay is negotiated up front. Bottom line, if you're a homeowner looking to sell, your house is more attractive to a greater number of buyers as compared to earlier in this year. This might be the same for us, or the time for us to connect to discuss this possibility. And that brings a good point. If you're looking at new construction, when you go and visit that project, do not give them your name or phone number. MickeyMouse@Disney.com works just fine. Go back with a real estate professional of your choice, because the contract that a new construction that a contractor uses is written for their benefit. It's not written for your benefit. You want to go with a realtor who's got the knowledge to use a contract that is on a level playing field. The California Association of Realtors Residential Purchase Agreement, it's going to be better for you in the end to use that than the realtor's contract or than the home builder's contract, which was drafted by their attorney for their benefit. And if you're not an attorney, you need to have an attorney look at it to get you up to speed on there. Just throw that out there for you. Bring your own attorney, it costs, or your own agent, and that costs you absolutely nothing. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Tides that I tried to swim again.